34 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check on commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, sunny weather here on this Thursday morning. What kind of conditions are we seeing in the commodity market so far?
Well, the grains don't look quite so sunny. We're backpedaling from yesterday's pretty nice gains and that late spurt higher that took corn up 4 cents and beans up 16. We're down about a penny to 2 cents in the corn right now, with a nearby March at 378. That's 3/4 lower. And Dece at 401.5 is down a penny and a quarter. Really good export bookings came out this morning at 30.8 million bushel of old crop. But the market looks like it just wants to take a little breather. Of course, that could change if money flow comes in from these funds. On the soybean side, Brian, we're down a nickel to about 3.5 cents, with March down the most at 10.56 1/4, down a nickel. November new crop, 10.30, down 4 1/4 cents. The meal's not offering much support. It's fractionally lower, but the bean oil's down about another 30 cents this morning, and that makes things a little bit difficult. Don't forget that Argentina is starting to export some of its products, both meal and oil. They're having a little trouble with clogged ports and some shipments that are getting stuck due to some low water conditions on the Paraná River. The wheat is just fractionally higher this morning, with March at 4.55 1/4, up a half, and July at 4.80 1/2, also a half higher. I would have thought, with the outside markets is very supportive this morning, that we might see this grain market work higher. The crude oil is up about 35 cents currently, and the dollar index is down, back down close to par at 100.62. That's 47 points lower. The market is just a little bit nervous, and that usually puts some pressure on the market. But the whole geopolitical turmoil, people are just a little bit wary that they want to take a quick profit after a big up day like yesterday. So I think today's market is mostly profit-taking at this stage of the game. Good export bookings, again, on the bean side of things, didn't seem to matter much. The livestock market's a little bit on the weak side. We saw a late sell-off yesterday. The cattle market's down a quarter at 113.10 on the April. Good support at 112. On the feeder cattle, we're down 62 cents in the nearby March, 123.65. And the April hogs are 30 lower after a huge upside move recently. $70.42 were 35 cents lower this morning. Going to be important to watch how we finish out the week. We've got today and tomorrow both with some updated baseline numbers coming out from USDA later this morning. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You heard her report on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.